listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, keep your sales flowing all year long with PDP. Find out what you need to know to start selling Part D prescription drug plans in ASG Episode 65. Medicare Part D could be just what the doctor ordered. Written by Melissa Loomis. Think for a second about your personal experiences at the pharmacy counter. Have you ever been shocked by the amount you've owed for a prescription, even after applying your health insurance? Or maybe you've seen a fellow customer's jaw drop upon hearing their total. If so, it's not surprising considering the fact that Americans spent $328.6 billion on prescription drugs in 2016, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS. Prescription drugs are a vital component of U.S. healthcare. They help people live healthier, more comfortable lives, which is why the demand and cost for them will likely continue to increase. A Kaiser Family Foundation study observed more than half of Americans, 58%, are currently taking at least one medication. In 2016, a joint report from the CDC and the NCHS found that 91% of adults aged 65 and older took at least one prescription in the 30 days leading up to the study, and 40.7% of those adults took five or more prescriptions. The irony of the situation is that many Americans can't afford the prescription drugs they need. Seniors with fixed incomes often have an especially hard time footing the bill for their medications, which is why most of them opt to purchase the prescription drug coverage available to them through Medicare called Part D. The why behind the buy. Part D reduces the out-of-pocket costs Medicare beneficiaries pay for their medications. Everyone with Medicare is eligible for it, regardless of income. Seniors with limited income and resources may qualify for more highly subsidized coverage. There are two ways to get Medicare prescription drug coverage, one of which is to join a Medicare drug plan. A prescription drug plan, also referred to as a PDP, adds coverage to Original Medicare and can be used to supplement a Medicare cost plan, a medical savings account or MSA plan, and some Medicare private fee-for-service or PFFS plans. The second way to get Part D is to join a Medicare Advantage or MA plan or another Medicare health plan that includes prescription drug coverage. Medicare Advantage plans with prescription drug coverage are often referred to as MAPDs. They offer all Medicare coverage under one policy, including Part A hospital insurance, Part B medical insurance, and Part D prescription drug coverage. Part D is available through insurance companies and other private companies approved by Medicare, which gives consumers freedom of choice. Companies design their plans using different criteria, including network pharmacies, lists of covered prescription drugs called formularies, and coverage rules, resulting in a wide range of options. Many plans are structured in tiers that have different costs associated with them. For example, the lowest tier may have the lowest copayment, and so on. Medicare beneficiaries who don't join a drug plan when they're first eligible and choose to do so later may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. Once they sign up, your clients may not be able to make changes to their plans until the next annual enrollment period, or AEP, which runs from October 15th through December 7th. The golden ager opportunity. We've said it before, and you've probably heard it before. Approximately 10,000 people turn 65 and become eligible for Medicare every day, and most beneficiaries have the need for Part D coverage. there is an overwhelming number of Part D plans available, which you can capitalize on and use as an effective door opener. Your ability to cut through the Part D clutter and pinpoint the best drug plans is a desirable service that many seniors decide to take advantage of. That results in commissions for you, and PDP commissions are currently holding steady for another year. Tricks of the trade. Time is very, very valuable to agents like you, and our biggest tip to maximize it when working with Part D clients is to ask them for a list of drugs they're currently taking. Knowing which medications they need makes it easy to find the right plans for them and do it quickly. You can then compare costs and pharmacies against your clients' lists to help them get the most for their money. Part D plans can change on a year-to-year basis, and switching from one to another can result in decreased premium costs. To look out for your clients' best interests, check in with them each year to see if their prescriptions are still covered by their current plans or if better options have become available. A Kaiser Family Foundation study showed that from 2006 to 2010, only 13% of beneficiaries switched drug plans during each AEP, despite changes to out-of-pocket costs and coverage, which means you have the opportunity to help a lot of seniors save money. That same study found that during that same time period, almost half, 46% of those who changed plans had premiums that were at least 5% lower the following year. In a nutshell, Part D plans may not make sense for every Medicare beneficiary, but historically, they are elected by most. On an individual basis, PDP and MAPD commissions might not seem like much. However, they have the potential to accumulate quickly due to the constant fundamental need for them. With an ever-increasing senior market, the increased need for prescription drugs, and the rising costs for those drugs, those are some pretty compelling reasons to add prescription drug plans to your portfolio. We mentioned a lot of statistics in this episode from a few different studies, and we've got the link to all of those studies and articles in our show notes for you. If you're ready to get started selling PDP, we've also got the link to our sales team there, so you will know exactly who to contact here at Ritter to help you out with that. Coming up in 2 weeks, we'll be starting a new series here on the podcast, Social Media Training. It's an in-depth look on how to get started promoting your insurance business compliantly on social media. We are really excited to bring you that, and in conjunction with that, we will be launching a social media ebook this summer, so keep listening for updates and a launch date for when you can get your hands on that. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. You know, the best way to stay up to date with all of the content we have to offer is by subscribing to our feed. New episodes are automatically downloaded to your device, so you don't have to worry about missing out. You can subscribe on Podbean, in iTunes, on the Apple Podcast app, whatever your preferred podcast app of choice happens to be. We would love it if you would hit that subscribe or follow button. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.